name of the place that I got to find my way through. And eventually we moved over to Burnaby. And then after I graduated from school and went to college, I sort of worked my way up into the Smithers area. So what I wanted to do was start the program explaining to you of what we hope to do. My theme is, of course, going to kind of follow the same as what it was doing on at the newspaper. And we were looking at adventure. We're looking at history. And we're just trying to have bring in people to talk about their life. And the other really interesting part of our whole program here is that we mix it in with music. So I thought I would start off with my first round and do a story on myself. And that way I thought maybe I could avoid making too many mistakes and we would get ourselves going. So this is what's happening now. I'm going to take us back to 1971. Wow, you can't believe that. And at that time, in 1971, I was just worked my way through college, and my friend Bill and I had got together and made a decision that we were going to go to Mexico. So this is something that we've been working on for a little while. We went out and bought a car. We bought a 58 Chevy, and then we started kind of packing it up, getting ourselves ready. And finally, the date to go was upon us, and I was getting everything in, and just as that was happening, Bill's girlfriend came up to see how we were doing, and she said to Bill, Bill, if you go on this trip, we're done. And I looked at Bill, and he looked at his girlfriend, and I guess that's how I started my first international road trip by myself. So I'm going to play my first song. I want to just sort of semi-related to the story. This is a song called My Girl by Chilliwack. Chilliwack is a Canadian band. At the time was quite famous. The album is Wanna Be a Star and is written in 1981 by guitarist Brian McLeod and Bill Henderson. Bill actually was in Smithers probably about 15, 20 years ago and played at Java's Restaurant. And man, he was an amazing guitar player. So let's see how this sounds. Okay, the song is...
So long, she's been gone, gone, gone so long. A gone, 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 she's been gone so long. A gone, 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 gone so long. Ever since she left me, I sure feel all alone. A little misunderstanding, I can't get her on the telephone. Hanging out down the main street, living in a different world. Standing around with the gang on the corner, talking about my girl. She's been gone, gone, gone so long. She didn't have to leave me. She didn't have to run. She didn't have to go without a word to anyone. I hope she's doing all right. She's got no way to know. Unless she gets to hear this song. Hear it on the radio. My girl, she was a world to me. She's gone. And that's a drag.
long. Gone, 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 she's been gone so long. Gone, 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 she's been gone so long. Gone, 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 she's been gone so long. Well, I wonder if I ever gonna see my girl. Gone, 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 she's been gone so long. Well, I wonder if I ever gonna see my girl.
I hope she gets the message. Gotta get it back, you know. Gonna track her down, I'll find that girl. Gonna tell her that I love her so. Put the word on the grapevine. Spread it all around the world. Sooner or later, I know we're gonna get her. Talking about my girl.
Well, we're back. Just thought we'd put that song in there. A little bit of My Girl from Chilliwack, back a few years in 1981. I just wanted to say, if you happen to have missed last week, we had the band was playing. It was a fantastic program right here. That was CIK's membership drive last Saturday. The Rock Lottery, it was incredible. And they pulled names out of the hat to get the bands playing. And there was some fantastic music playing. And my mentor, the girl I've got a crush on, Pam, was outstanding. It was something special to watch everybody playing it up. So I'm just going to push on to our story now. I'm finally going to leave town and get myself on my way to down to Mexico. And I've got crossed the border at Blaine, Washington, and I'm on my road. I'm feeling a little bit uncomfortable that I'm by myself, but it's sort of in a way it has its own opportunity too. So we're driving along fairly good, and then I was saying that I had a few of this old 58 Chevy. It was in pretty good shape. We paid $800 for it, and I guess Bill ended up losing a shot at it. So I'm going to certainly say it was a little disconcerting, but we're on the road. So everything was going fine, and then I came over. I was going down the freeway, and there was a bit of a dip in the road, and I hit the... Seems like I hit the differential on the road itself fairly hard, but I really didn't pay too much attention for it. I thought, well, if it's still running, that was kind of the attitude that I had without taking a look at it. We'll just keep going. And keep going that I did. I kept working my way down, and I got myself pretty close to San Francisco. I was going to visit my grandmother. She lives in L.A., so I was there in the later afternoon, and I pulled into the beach there. And there was a couple of guys out sitting at a fire, so I just sort of went over and joined them. And so we were hanging around, and then that evening we were having a few beer. And I kind of got the feeling that things weren't going that well. It looked as if I was going to be maybe the victim of some... physical abuse. So I had to, my intuition had to sort of kick in, and I had to ease my way out of that position and move on. Now, I just wanted to add in my next song of San Francisco, which is kind of a cool song. It's not sort of exactly what happened to me, but it was a song from the 60s. San Francisco by Scott McKenzie. He was actually the singer, And the song was written by John Phillips back in 1967. So we'll see how that sounds. Okay, so we're back on after our second song there, and that's kind of a cool song, that San Francisco. It takes you right back to the 60s, even though I really wasn't old enough in the 60s to appreciate all that era. It was a sort of an amazing time. So as it went, I had to kind of move my way out of San Francisco and kind of get away from what I thought was a bit of a problem. As I might have said earlier, it was a time where I was young enough and I was in learning situations of what we were doing. So we're traveling along. I'm heading now to Los Angeles to see my grandmother, and there was a hitchhiker on the side of the road, so I picked him up. Seemed like a real nice fellow, and I was chatting up pretty good, and he asked me if I would take him downtown to one of the high-end hotels. I really wasn't sure what he was planning there, but I said I would, and he said, would you mind waiting for me? And I thought that was fine, so I waited around for about 20 minutes or so, and then I headed in to see what might be going on inside, and here he was with the police officer being cuffed and taken away, and it looked like I had been set up to be the getaway car. So fortunately, that didn't pan out the way that he had planned, and I was able to just carry on and go over to my grandmother's. So when we got together, it was very good to see her. I hadn't seen her for a while, and she was very happy to see me, but she was very concerned about me going to Mexico. And she felt very negative about that situation there and wanted me to think about it and maybe change my mind on it. So I wasn't really happy with where that was going, but anyways, we carried on. So I've got a third song that I thought was kind of cool during that period. And being that I was in Los Angeles, I brought it together with the Doors. If you remember, they had some serious amount of songs. And in 1971, they put out this song, L.A. Woman. And it was considered to be one of their greatest hits. Unfortunately, Jim Morrison passed away 2 months after that. So I'll set that song up now, and we'll take a listen to that.
Oh.
Okay, we're back on the mic, and just set up here to carry on with our story. And I've got, as I was saying, I was in L.A. with my grandmother, and I was feeling actually not that good that night sleeping. She kind of scared me a little bit. And then a very strange thing happened that night. It's hard to believe that I would have arrived for that, but there was a very serious earthquake. And L.A., it was felt, it wasn't the epicenter, but there was a lot of feeling there. There was overpasses on the freeways had collapsed, and there was 55 people were killed in an old folks' home that fell down. So at our place at the moment, my grandmother had all of her knickknacks on the wall. They were all falling off. It was quite a disaster there, but we got through it, and I hung around for another couple of days, and then it was time for me to go, and I wasn't feeling ready to be deterred, so off I left, down to Tijuana, and I was a little rattled. So I really didn't stop driving for 2 days. I just felt like it could be dangerous. But as it turned out, when I did stop, I found a very friendly people that were just interested in what I was doing, and I didn't feel any fear whatsoever. So I just carried on enjoying my drive and heading for Mexico. There was at the time really only one highway, the Pan American Highway, so I didn't really follow a map or anything like that. I just kept on going in that direction. And as I got myself closer to Mexico City, I thought that I should slide in another song here from one of my favorite singers, Linda Ronstadt. She lived in the Arizona area and had relatives that were down in Mexico way. So at one point in her career, she decided she wanted to sing in Spanish. And she had an album that she put together called Canciones por mi padre, Songs for My Father. And so I've got a song here that I'd like to play. It's called the rodeo song, La Charida.
Charra, fiesta del sol. Donde los charros valientes dan con sus cantos la evocación. El jaripeo es un festejo que huele a surco y a tradición. Rueneado de la faena, más admirada de mi nación. Bonito es el jaripeo y cuando es su animación. Yo quiero montarle un toro para que me mire mi amor. Upali 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 upali. Yo quiero montarle un toro para que me mire mi amor.
Y así se canta en mi tierra, verdad de Dios que sí.
Te aplaude con emoción. Y un toro viene rodado, muy bien coleado por Don Nabón. Y abratalaron un toro para que lo monte Don café limón. Y mientras los lanzadores corrían la riata con gran primor. Bonito es el jaripeo y cuánta su animación. Yo quiero montarle un toro para que me mire mi amor. Upaliu paliu, upaliu paliu. Yo quiero montarle un toro para que me mire mi amor. La fiesta charra, fiesta del sol. No, de los charros valientes dan con sus cantos la evocación. El jaripeo, su festejo que huele a surco y a tradición. Remedo de la faena más admirada de mi nación. Bonito es el jaripeo y cuánta su animación. Yo quiero montarle un toro para que me mire mi amor. Upaliu paliu, upaliu paliu. Yo quiero montarle un toro para que me mire mi amor. Ay, ay, ay.
Okay, we're back. That particular song, Linda actually learned to speak Spanish for it, and she must have had some fabulous lessons, because you would never know she was an English-speaking person on that song. So as I was following down that highway, I spent a lot of time meeting people and trying to speak Spanish, and I was struggling. I had a dictionary with me, and it was difficult, but it's a beautiful language, and I always enjoyed that challenge of trying to learn that language. So eventually I kind of made my way into Mexico City, and found a place to head off. I wanted to go over to the Canadian consulate, so I did, and when I got there, the girl on the front desk, I couldn't leave her. I was there for at least a half an hour just listening to her speak English. I had missed that language quite a bit. So it was kind of funny. I think she felt good that she was speaking with me, but I was probably getting a little bit more than what she wanted. But anyways, I found Mexico City a very friendly place. I met people on the street. I had a guy actually take me home, and his mother had made some type of a chicken dish. It was my first experience with hot food, and it was just a very nice place to be. So during that time, I was, of course, waiting for mail from home, and so I was going fairly regular to the post office. They call that the post restante. We're looking for general delivery mail. And I met one of the clerks there, Esmeralda, a very nice lady. And so I thought I would ask her out for lunch. Maybe we could have lunch in the park. There was a park close by. So she agreed, and we were just having our lunch. And then along came a policeman. And he sort of inferred that I was not having the right type of attitude with her. And he said that if I didn't pay him some money, he was going to take me to the police station. So we argued with him for a while, and then I had to pay him $10 as a bribe. So that was my first introduction to that end of that program. So then it was time to carry on from Mexico City, and I got a kind of a song that I really like here that I wanted to bring in there from one of my favorites of the day, Tom Cochran, and his song, Life is a Highway. So we're going to play that right now.
Life is a highway. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the guarded gate. There's not much time left today.
Well, there we have it, Tom Cochran's song of Life is a Highway. There, I paused that out of there. And this is the time in the program that I would like to remind us that we're all listening to 93.9 CICK Radio, and that's Smithers Community Radio. We have some sponsors that have been supporting our radio programs, and I just wanted to say a shout out to Bugwood Bean, the BV Concert Association, Farmers Market, Classic Sanitary, Accounting on Broadway, and the Community Radio Fund. A big thank you to all of those. So catching back with the story. Now I had to make a decision of what I was going to do after Mexico City. And before I got started on this story, I was actually working in Vancouver for CN. Back in the day, CN had a steamship, and they used to take tourists up to Skagway and back every week. And I'd managed to get on that ship. Was a pretty cool job. And when you're working on a boat, you get papers. They give you seaman's papers that are good to sort of show that you're, you know, you're some type of a guy that can work on a boat. And so I had a set of those, and I thought, well, maybe if I go down to Panama City, that's got to be the capital of all the boats in the world, the ships passing through there, I should be able to get a job. So that's what I made that final decision while I was in Mexico City. And then I thought, well, I'll just keep going, and hopefully I can make it down there with the truck or with the car. So carried on, not too far out of Mexico City. I had another hitchhiker. I picked the guy up. Turned out to be a Mexican American, and he was on his way to Oaxaca to go to his back home for a trip. So Oaxaca is a very famous area for ruins. I was not really aware of the ruins that were available in Mexico, and so he took me on a guided tour through the ruins. It was actually very incredible, and there was some crawling areas there where the high priests were able to go from each side of the square and crawl their way underneath, pop up on the other side, and look like they were magic. So it was kind of interesting to see that, and he kind of showed me around. So I really, really did enjoy that. And so then I carried on, and I hadn't left Oaxaca for too long, and I started to hear a noise. And a son of a gun, it was the something going wrong with the car. So I had to find a mecánico. There's another way to Spanish words. You can add an O to a word. There's a lot of English words that are actually Spanish. So I located a mechanic, and the mechanic shop is controlled by the patron. He's the guy that is the boss. So he took a look at the car, and it turns out that when I did hit the road surface, I cracked the housing of the rear differential, and all the oil leaked out slowly, but finally it was gone, and we burnt up the diff. So I was very concerned because the money was getting low, and the patron said to me, no, this is not going to be too expensive. You should be able to handle that. So I said, okay, go ahead and fix it. And they did. So then when the job was done, I was hanging around for a couple of days. Then I came by to pay the bill, and I asked how much it was. And the patron says, how much money do you have? And so I, like a kind of a little foolish, I opened my wallet. And his hand went in there and pulled out about $50 and left me with $5. So that wasn't really what I was shooting for. And unfortunately, it was kind of like a lesson, a hard lesson learned. So I kind of put that towards this next song. I really enjoy this song. It's an oldie also by Kenny Rogers called The Gambler. And it was written by Don Schlitz, inspired after the death of his father in 76. Kenny performed the song in 78 off of his name, his album of the same name. The song gives a fairly accurate life lesson using gambling as a metaphor. I was using the broken down car as my metaphor. So we'll just set that one up and see how it sounds to you. Let's see what we got here. Got comp 2 is right here.
Click play.
Let's try that now.
A warm summer's eve.
There we go.
On a train bound for nowhere, met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were
by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up,
when to hold up,
know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the deal is done.
Okay, that was one of my old-time favorites by Kenny Rogers, and I kind of related that song about the gambler to me opening my wallet to somebody who I didn't know and getting myself sort of ripped off. But sometimes you have to learn the hard way. But anyways, the car was running, and so I was very happy about that situation. And I got back on the road and carrying down through southern Mexico. It's actually a very, very beautiful country. And you having to, you know, try to learn to speak the language as you're going, because you've got to stop and get gas, you got to get food, you know, whatever you're doing. And so the next adventure that kind of came along during that situation was I was getting close to the border of Guatemala. And I don't know if you know, you get that feeling, but whenever you're near a border town, there's always a little bit of anxiety because you got to try and work your way through. So I got to the border, and the border guard asked me for a visa. And I said, well, I don't have a visa. I didn't have a visa to get into the United States or into Mexico. And he said, well, you need a visa here. And I thought, oh, well, that's not good. Well, you're going to have to go back into Mexico, and you're going to go back to the town. It's about 30 kilometers away, and you're going to see if you can get yourself a visa there. And I thought, well, that's not too good because my finances are very low. I thought maybe there's something I could do about that. So I was looking around his office, and I just happened to notice a checkerboard up on the shelf. And so I said to him, do you play checkers? And he said, of course I do. I said, well, let's have a game. And so I proceeded to lose 12 games in a row. And he was a very happy man and stamped my passport. And it was just that simple. I was on my way into Guatemala. So I've got another little song that kind of gives a little mention about checkers on there. I wanted to play it. It's by this guy called Billy Joe Shaver. He's a bit of a renegade character in the country world, and got to know Willie Nelson and those characters back in the day. And he did a lot of songwriting, and he had a pretty hard life, but he did enjoy himself and eventually put out 23 albums altogether. This album is called Long in the Tooth. It was his last album, and he was aging along. So I'll just put this song on. We're getting close to the end of our story, and this is the one I thought would kind of match up with my little problem at the border.
I'm playing checkers while they're playing chess. They make the big moves that make me a little less. Even when I win and beat the pants off of the best, I'm still playing checkers while they're playing chess. I learned all the rules to their game. Fair and square you play them, win or lose them just the same. Nothing's fair in this world of lying shame. The rich man steals the money, the poor man takes the blame. I'm playing checkers while they're playing chess. They make the big moves that make me a little less. Even when I win and beat the pants off of the best, I'm still playing checkers while they're playing chess. Cut from the cloth, straight from the king's robe. The rest of us can't even be pawns, but we wear a soldier's uniform and die for their cause. I'm playing checkers while they're playing chess. They make the big moves that make me a little less. Even when I win and beat the pants off of the best, still playing checkers while they're playing chess. I'm still playing checkers while they're playing chess.
Okay, so there you have it. That I thought that was kind of a cool song. My wife actually found that. She put in into the Google checkers. Up comes Billy Joe Shaver. It seems like a pretty interesting character. So we're coming now to the end of today's program. This is the opening pilot show. And I want to continue with part two, which will be on July the 1st, 6 p.m. on your radio dial, 93.9 CICK FM. And the neat thing about this radio itself is that every program is recorded and archived. So if you're busy or you haven't got time to get to listen to my show for even a year, it doesn't really matter. It's going to be there. So all you got to do is go to your computer, put in smithersradio.com, and the website will come up, and you go to schedule. Follow that down to Monday at 6 p.m. That's going to be my hour. And you'll catch me, the On the Ropes program, with Thomas Tom Roper. And it's been a pleasure hanging out with you tonight. And I look forward to doing this again on that particular day, July the 1st. And so, good evening. And we'll see you on the flip side. Oh, so as I'm closing out, I wanted to actually do one more sponsor thank you. And I would like to put that through to Bugwood Bean. Appreciate that they're helping out. This is their radio show. The CICK is an all-volunteer radio program. And we're always looking for sponsors. So thank you again for joining me tonight, and hopefully we can catch up with you again. Did I say on the flip side? Yes, I did. Okay, good night.